right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here until 5 a.m. Tuesday, 2 for Tuesday. Get your requests in now. One artist, two songs. 312-981-7200. That's coming up. We're also going to talk about the most popular Christmas toy for each year of like the past 50 years. And maybe your year of birth, you're wondering what toy was popular. We got that. And we're going to talk about TV commercials, and we're having another round of Celebrity Name Game. All that and more. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and your 2 for Tuesday requests. Right now, though, I want to welcome back to the show Amanda Scottis. She is the founder of Chicago Detours, and they offer guided walking and bus tours. They highlight history and architecture, culture throughout Chicago. Very, very cool. ChicagoDetours.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. They have a special holiday tour that we want to talk about and some other really cool stuff. And we want to welcome Amanda back to the show. Amanda, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. How you been?
Everything's been great. Always something new.
Mm-hmm.
And always, you know, it's like, you know, I get to learn about Chicago and share it with people. So yeah. It's infinite, you know.
Yeah. So tell us how Chicago Detour started in July of 2010. Give us the background on how that all started and where you came from there.
Sure. I had been working in tourism for maybe like a decade or so, taking people around Italy do group tours, mostly worked with Rick Steves' tour company. And I just really wanted to share Chicago. You know, we don't need to get on an airplane to really experience an incredible place. So I wanted to share Chicago, but, you know, maybe from an angle in which actual residents might want to learn something maybe a little more focused on, you know, the history and the culture and the architecture of both the spectacular and the everyday.
Mm-hmm.
And both downtown and in the neighborhoods. And so we say that we bring people to explore stories in places locals don't even know. We do tours of like interior architecture, historic bars, jazz and blues, all kinds of fun stuff.
So we'll get into that, and we want to talk about the new holiday tour as well. But I have to tell you, as someone who was in Italy, Amanda, you were in Italy and you did tours and stuff like that, there is a new movie that's coming out that I've seen called Call Me By Your Name. Have you heard about this movie?
What is it called?
It's called Call Me By Your Name.
No. What's it about?
It's about a love affair between a boy going through adolescence and an older college or a graduate student played by Armie Hammer. And it takes place in Italy. And let me just say something. Let me just say this. First of all, the movie's beautiful and it's great. But The Italy Tourism Board should cut a large check to the producers of this movie, because 15 minutes into the movie, I was like, I want to move there and live there forever. It's that you have to see the movie just for the locations. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing with Italy, too, is that anytime you show Italy, it's going to be like ridiculously gorgeous.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. No, it's true. But this movie is This movie is exceptionally beautiful in that regard.
Cool.
I mean, seriously, it's called Call Me By Your Name. It comes out, I think, in a couple of weeks. But it's in addition, it's a pretty terrific movie too.
So, awesome! I'll check it out.
All right. So let's talk about the tours that you guys offer, and we'll get to the holiday tour in a little bit. But you got the Loop Interior Architecture Walking Tour with Pedway, which is one of my favorites. Because tell everybody about the Pedway, by the way, because some people may not know it exists or don't know there's anything to see down there.
Sure. Chicago has a system of passages that connect the buildings, both underground and on ground level. And it's, these passages are for people to walk through, and they're a great way to get around downtown and avoid the elements, whether that's, you know, the heat of the summer or the cold that we normally have in the winter. And really that tour is going to weave through the insides of some really cool buildings, where we see like a variety of architecture from more historic, even into the present. So the Pedway is cool. We don't spend a ton of time in there because it's not the most visually stimulating
right.
of places. But
right.
it's the kind of thing that sometimes people, I think, they get really excited about the Pedway, and then they get down there and they're like, oh, okay, you know, I feel like I'm in a basement. So we kind of talk about, you know, the development of it, and on the tour, everybody gets like a professionally printed map of the Pedway, which is also available for download on our website too. If anyone's looking to explore the Pedway independently.
Yeah. It's at chicagodetours.com, and we have a link on our Facebook page. What are some of the architectures that you see on that particular tour?
We start inside of Chase Tower, and from inside of Chase Tower, there is such a cool mixture of architecture that you can see through the giant windows. And it's one of the things, actually, that people often kind of point out is how striking the contrast is in the architecture that we look at downtown. We go in the Chicago Temple Building, which has a church and a skyscraper. We go into Block 37, which, of course, is a much more contemporary development with a rather, you know, challenged past. We end inside of the Chicago Cultural Center, which, of course, is going to be a, you know, gorgeous building from the late 1800s. A good variety of kind of time periods and also building uses we explore on that tour.
In the years that you've been doing these tours, are you learning new things and adding them to the facts that you guys know about when you're given the tours?
Sure. I mean, there's always sort of the evolution of the content. You know, like we kind of had we'd integrated this sort of comment on Rod Blagojevich into the tour, and at this point, it's like people have forgotten about who he even is.
Right.
So, you know, like we were just saying, we're like, we need to skip that part, or, you know, the route could get modified. I mean, that tour, the Loop Interior Architecture Tour, is going to be our signature tour. We do it every day of the week, and we were one of the first people to really, you know, one of the first tour companies to really say, hey, you can really explore Chicago from inside. So it's a really cool tour.
Yeah. And now how often do you do tours? Are there tours available every day, different kinds of tours every day?
Yeah, so the Loop Interior Architecture Tour we offer every day of the week to the public. And then we have other tours that we're offering regularly, but not, that's like our signature one at this point. So we've got like our Historic Chicago Walking Bar Tour. We do an 1893 World's Fair Tour. And then in the summertime, we have all three of those tours we run year-round because they stay mostly indoors.
Yeah.
And then in the summertime, we have a few other tours that we do that go more outdoors. We've got our old Polonia and Wicker Park walking tour with food. We have a tour called Changes in Spaces in Pilsen. Food tour.
The last time you were on was in May to talk about the Pilsen food tour.
Yeah. It's a really an interesting area of the city where there's a really like a lot of growing interest, and I think it's really important to kind of, you know like where that interest comes from and what the history of the neighborhood is and everything. So we kind of talk about the complexities of gentrification on that tour. And then we have another really cool one we do in the summertime. It's called the Best Architecture Walking Tour for Design Lovers. Mm. And that one's a chronological walk through Chicago as seen through its architectural style. And it starts right across from where you're at right now on the south end of the Michigan Avenue Bridge. And of course, the roots of the city really are right there.
Yeah.
On the banks of the river right there. And then we end at Maggie Daly Park and everything in between, kind of do this really like curated overview of Chicago's architectural style.
Wow. That sounds great. Now you started out alone doing this. How many people are working for the place now? How many people are working for Chicago Detours now?
Right now, we're a team of seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've got our office in the historic Monadnock building. And so the seven of us people work, you know, there's a variety of, there's a few of us that are going to be totally full time and then some are going to be more part time, just focused on tours and got an awesome team of tour guides, really, really smart and passionate and fun people that I've managed to find and be able to geek out on Chicago history and architecture together.
That's great.
And share it with people.
That's great. Yeah. How normally, how big are the groups, or how small are the groups that you like to have on these tours?
It really depends. I mean, we cap the tours between 14 and 18 people, depends on the tour. So, like, the historic bar tour where we have to, like, go in and navigate through bars and find places to sit, we cap that at 14.
Yeah.
And so, but really, I mean, it's not like we're not selling out every single day or anything, you know. So the groups could be, you know, anywhere from, you know, 5 people, 10 people. We definitely keep it personal.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you also offer private tours, correct?
Yeah, we do all kinds of private tours. We do anything from, we've got a really cool partnership with a company called Greenlux that has Teslas. So if we are doing a tour for just a couple of people that want to do the highlights of the city, they've got a couple hours, or, you know, their time is really limited, we'll hop in the Tesla and go see some highlights. But then we also do, like, big, large group tours, and anything from 39 passengers, 55 passenger coaches. And we've got our Jazz Blues and Beyond tour that's mm-hmm. super fun. We do kind of some different historic bar tours. One that's really one tour that when I first started doing it was maybe a little radical for some people was our Chicago Neighborhoods tour, which is really focused on the South Side. And kind of when we first started doing that one, probably about maybe 5.5 years ago, I said, okay, well, all the other tour companies, they stay North Side. They're going to go take people, you know, if they're going to do any kind of a neighborhood tour, they'll go show off, you know, Lincoln Park and yeah. the Gold Coast and that area. So I'm going to go South Side and, you know, where there's such a cool mix of different neighborhoods
yeah.
and also so much of the history of the city. And it's funny because I kind of, you know, it seemed like this fringe thing at first. And now we get lots of corporate groups booking that one, mm-hmm. especially like their diversity teams. And we get there's a lot of interest in the South Side.
That's cool. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Amanda, hang on, okay?
Sure.
Okay, Amanda Scottis is with us, and she is the founder of Chicago Detours. They offer a bunch of guided walking and bus tours. You can check out chicagodetours.com for scheduling information, for prices, and all that stuff. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, they are offering a new holiday tour called Drinks, Dailies, and Dead Guys. We'll give you all the details on that right after we take this break here on 720 WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6. My guest right now is Amanda Scottis, who is the founder of Chicago Detours. They offer walking tours, bus tours, highlighting architecture, history, culture, all about Chicago. And at chicagodetours.com for more information. Let's welcome Amanda back. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Tell us about, I love the name of it. Tell us about Drinks, Dailies, and Dead Guys.
So we wanted to put together a holiday tour of some kind. You know, so many people come into the city, and most of all, you get lots of local people having family in town. And, you know, there's like holiday lights tours, and there's all kinds of holiday traditions in Chicago. And so I kind of set out, you know, thinking, well, I want to do this as a detour style kind of a thing. And I honestly wasn't really sure what I would, you know, come up with. And I ended up finding so much fun stuff, so many cool, like, little forgotten stories, whether it's sort of mishaps of Christmas past or kind of some sweet stories. Basically the tour starts near Miller's Pub, which of course is quite a, you know, historic downtown institution.
Yeah, it's a legendary place. Legendary.
Yeah, you know, and it's gotten to a point where we have so few historic restaurants that really exist downtown anymore. So yeah. Now it's just, I mean, especially around the holidays, everyone is going to flock to Miller's Pub, Italian Village, and the Berghoff, right?
Yeah.
the sort of the triad of the historic, you know, places that are really in the loop.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's just it feels so good to just go in there, and we get a Tom and Jerry cocktail and talk about the history of this, you know, tradition of this kind of cocktail, and we kind of, that one is also mostly going to be indoors. We go into the, of course, historic Marshall Field's department store, but we kind of weave into some interesting spaces in the building, and we look at the lights on State Street from above State Street, and it's in this very quiet space inside of the building, and it's such a fun tour. It's been getting just people that are, you know, really excited, and we've been getting a lot of locals on that one, and yeah, it's really fun. Are you familiar with the name George Silvestri at all? Have you ever heard of George Silvestri?
It rings a bell. It rings a bell. Yes.
So it's kind of, I don't want to totally spoil it, but there was this guy who had a family-run business, and they made all the magical store windows with, you know, dancing sugar plum fairies and everything. And they, via a trip to Italy, in fact, encountered a new technology, which today is absolutely ubiquitous around Christmas time. It is something that we see everywhere during the holidays and all over the country. This is a tradition. And people would just have to, you know, come on the tour to find out what I'm talking about. Yeah, but it comes from George Silvestri and his trip to Italy, changing holiday decorations forever.
Wow. Okay. And also on the tour, you get to see the new Muddy Waters mural, and you talk about the Chicago Blues connection to Christmas.
Yes. I found there's a local label called Alligator Records that has a really fun blues Christmas album, and we kind of talk a little bit about that, and another fun little connection between Muddy Waters and Christmas.
That's great. Sounds like a really cool tour. Now, can people just sign up for this one? And how long are you offering drinks, dailies, and dead guys?
So we're doing it through the end of December.
Okay.
Yes.
And we
do have very limited dates available, though.
Okay. The dates are available on the website. Are there certain days of the week that you do it every week?
Yeah, we're doing it every Saturday and some Fridays.
Okay. Every Saturday through
the... And we're also...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We're doing it also every day between the 26th to the 30th.
Oh, okay. So that typically when everybody has that week off.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then, lots of people come downtown, and we're really busy around that time. So, yeah, we're offering it every day that week.
And people should bundle up, but most of the time you guys are indoors. It's a mostly indoor tour, so you don't really have to worry about freezing your butt off.
Exactly. We're just popping outside in between some buildings and mostly spending our time indoor.
Okay, great. Before we let you go, can we talk a little bit about the charity initiatives that you guys offer?
Yes, absolutely. Would be more than happy to.
Yeah, please tell us about that.
So basically, we like to donate half of our gratuities that we get on our public tours to some sort of an initiative. And we've tried out some different initiatives over the last few years. And most recently, we are wrapping up our last initiative, which is supporting a scholarship fund for local students who are really getting creative with studying Chicago history.
Mm, cool.
And so that scholarship application deadline is on December 10th.
Okay.
And then we are accepting applications for a grant program. We're looking for organizations that are doing some sort of a project that falls under the umbrella of what we do in educating people about Chicago architecture and history. It could be anything along that lines, anything that has to do with community engagement too in our neighborhoods. And we're basically going to use the same program to help out some sort of a nonprofit for a specific project. So, and details of that are all on the website, and we're pretty excited about it.
That's great. That sounds great. Amanda, congratulations on all your success and how cool this all is.
Thank you.
I really love what you do, and I think it's great, and I hope a ton of people show up for the holiday tour, Drinks, Dailies, and Dead Guys, and there are other tours available as well. You can get all the details at chicagodetours.com, including applications as well for the scholarships. Chicagodetours.com, and we also have a link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. Amanda, have a fantastic holiday season, okay?
Same for you. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. There you go. Amanda Scottese, who's the founder of Chicago Detours. They walking bus tours, everything all year round, and they got a very, very cool holiday, as you heard, a very, very cool holiday tour called Drinks, Dailies, and Dead Guys. Very unique stuff. ChicagoDetours.com for more information, or just check out our link on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow. All right, we got to take a break here. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.